Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth tells some fun facts about presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. Then he talks to comedian Amy Schumer. But first, Seth has a couple things to say about Congressman Steve King.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King drew criticism over the weekend when he posted a meme on Facebook that seemed to call for a new civil war in America. The meme read, "Folks keep talking about a civil war. One side has about 8 trillion bullets. The other side doesn't know which bathroom to use." And then King added, "Wonder who would win." This brings us to a segment called Couple Things. First thing, I don't believe that Steve King really wants a civil war, but you gotta remember, there are a lot of unstable people out there who are prone to violence, and one of them, right this moment, is president. A president who, and I can't believe this is true, is susceptible to memes. Second thing, that is a very poorly designed meme. It is way too many words. A good meme is short and sweet, like this one. You see? It's funny because it's a relatable feeling and because why would a robot care what day it is? And also, bonus points, it's not about Americans killing each other. Third thing, you're from Iowa, and in this meme, Iowa is blue. That means if there is a civil war, you would have to be a spy in enemy territory, and I just don't think you will be that believable as a liberal union worker. Final thing, we know which bathroom to use. It's the bathroom that corresponds to your gender identity. Not that difficult, unless you're in a hipster bar in Brooklyn. Oh, man, I think I'm a bird, but the squirrel line's so much shorter. The important thing is, we all know to use a bathroom, unlike Steve King, who smears his all over the internet. This has been a couple things. So far, 15 Democrats have announced they're running for president, but this week, a lot of people are talking about one candidate in particular, Pete Buttigieg. Now, you may not know a lot about him, so to help you out, it's time for a segment, Getting to Know Pete Buttigieg. He served 2 terms as mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's openly gay. He's 37 years old, but still gets carded. He's white, but he's one of the good ones. He spent 7 months in Afghanistan and 3 months pressing that shirt. He got into Harvard without Felicity Huffman's help. He's from Indiana, so he's excited to move to Washington. He's hoping the debates end before 9:30 because that's his bedtime. Speaks 8 languages, which beats our current president by 8. His best friend is the bowl he cuts his hair with. And finally, he's definitely what that kid from the movie Room is gonna grow up to look like. This has been Getting to Know Pete Buttigieg. Our guest tonight is an Emmy and Peabody-winning comedian you know from such films as I Feel Pretty and Trainwreck and her series Inside Amy Schumer. Her latest stand-up special, Growing, is currently streaming on Netflix.
I met the gynecologist a couple months ago, and I asked, is it safe to have sex while I'm pregnant? And she was like, yes, it is safe to have sex through the whole pregnancy. And I was like, we'll be seeking a second opinion.
Please welcome back to the show our good friend, Amy Schumer.
Oh,
hi. That was a clip from your wonderful... wonderful, epic new special, Growing.
Thank you. Obviously,
this is a lot about your pregnancy, which you've been very honest about, and you're honest in the special as well. Not an easy pregnancy for you physically.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. I didn't know that pregnancies could be such a bummer, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think everybody you know they're hard, but you've had, like, some extra stuff that's made it really rough.
I still have hyperemesis. I threw up a bunch of times on my way here. Worth it. Love you guys so much. But...
thank you.
No, but I'm lucky. I can, you know, get... I have good health care.
That's
great. Can get an IV and, you know...
I'm very happy to hear that. Do you guys know... do you know what you're having yet?
We do, but we don't care. Like, you know, however the baby identifies, as long as they don't identify as a DJ.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's no, disgusting.
No parent wants that.
That's just disgusting. You know?
Have you, I know you talk to my wife a great deal, who's had two kids, and obviously a lot of, I would say, a lot of mothers give you advice, both solicited and unsolicited. Have you found that to be the case?
I think everyone's really sensitive about giving advice. Like, they're worried that you've gotten too much advice and no one gives you advice. You know, I'd be like, no, I have no idea what I'm doing and I would like some advice. But, yeah, actually, your wife, she told me that that prenatal yoga really helps with the birth. So I immediately signed up for a C-section.
Why?
I'm not doing that. I hate that.
Yeah, why, you know, it would be a bad scene for you. It's probably best for the people in the prenatal yoga class not to have your energy.
That's true. Everyone's like, why does it feel so bad in here? And I'm just like,
Your sister, really, this is incredible, made you a cake.
My sister-in-law.
Oh, your sister-in-law.
I like to remind her that it's just by law.
This is a very honest cake about what you're about to expect.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, the idea of giving someone who's about to expect a baby a cake is not crazy, but I don't think I've ever seen this one before.
No,
and that is...
That... No. It's not encouraging.
No.
I didn't feel encouraged. And I just want to say, like, I purposely didn't have a baby shower. It seems like... a nightmare to me. She came over at, like, 11 at night with that cake. Out of nowhere. And I was like, that's Molly. She's a bad person.
Yeah, she's
bad.
No, I've met Molly.
Yeah, you know Molly.
Yeah, I can confirm.
She's the worst.
Yeah, she's not
great. Yeah, she's bad.
That's a beautiful cake, though.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a...
And I did eat it. Like, I ate it. I ate the ass. Can I say the ass?
Yeah, you can say it. As long as it's a cake ass, you can say it. If you said you were eating...
It's the cake's ass.
If we're eating a human ass, we'd have to beep it. But if you're like, I ate the cake's ass,
No.
That's the law.
That is the law.
That is the law. I'm so blown away. I mean, obviously, you are pregnant in the special. And then you didn't write and perform it. Just you also produced it and directed it.
Yeah. Real narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, that's a real burden of work. Did you, was there ever a time you regretted doing that? Or were you happy the whole way through that you had had that control of this project?
No, I was like pretty terrified and thinking, because you have no control over your body. You know,
right.
It's just like... Like, hope I don't throw up all day and have to be in the hospital. And I did, you know, I taped two shows in Chicago. I threw up in between a lot. But But no, it just, like, my body kind of held out, and I had...
Did you feel, as a performer, did you feel that thing of adrenaline kicking in when you went on stage and thinking, all right, this is going to get me through the hour?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing that's getting me through this exact moment. You know?
Yeah. Like,
I'm here. Yeah. But everybody is giving me, like, you know, advice, but kind of too late in the game.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like, it's, okay, I'm, like, almost having this baby, and just, like... Yesterday, my mom told me that smoking increases the chance of a low birth weight. So I had to, like, just start smoking.
Right. It might be too late now.
I know, and it's probably too late, and I don't even like smoking. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, because it probably doesn't reduce it if it hits a certain weight already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, there I am, puffing away, just in case.
Well, better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
You don't want to have a 10-pounder on the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
And obviously, you'd stop once it was born.
But I'm getting hooked.
Yeah.
I'm
getting hooked. Oh, okay, gotcha. That's going to make it harder.
That's really good. Like, I want young people to see that.
I think your comedy has always been very honest, which is why people adore you so much. And one of the things you also talk about is your husband, Chris.
Yeah.
Here's a photo of you guys right here.
You should show the cake again.
Hey, what?
What if you showed the cake again?
And,
this is my husband.
There's his, and that's what the cake
that's
looks
Chris.
Like.
That's Chris. And
then he's very handsome and a lovely
he
person.
He is handsome, yeah.
But you talk about how you went and he got tested.
Yeah.
And was and is on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, he was diagnosed as high-functioning autism spectrum disorder.
But that has been something that has been like a some positive for your marriage.
Yeah, totally. That's why we both wanted to talk about it, because it's been totally positive. I think a lot of people resist getting diagnosed, and even with some of their children, because of the stigma that comes along with it. But you're not just diagnosed and then they throw you out. Like, you know, hopefully if you can get help, like the tools that we've been given have made his life so much better and our marriage and our life more manageable. And so I just wanted to, you know, encourage people to not be afraid of that stigma, because, like, you know, when ADD was the new thing, like, everybody, you're a little embarrassed if you got diagnosed with attention deficit. And now everyone's like, I have that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there are a lot of people with autism who go undiagnosed, when I think their life could be better if they got those tools.
And I, it's wonderful.
No, but and also his life and his trajectory, that's not like everybody on the spectrum, you know?
Right.
But that's our story, and he's an amazing guy. I don't want to make it sound like I'm so nice that I married someone with autism. Like,
yeah.
Like, I fell in love with him. And
yeah.
He's, you know, I wouldn't trade him in for
one
anybody.
Of the great, one of my favorite things that made my wife and I laugh the hardest, because, one, it was super funny, and two, we had the added bonus of knowing Chris.
Yeah.
As you talk about how he is just incapable of lying, which makes such a great...
He just can't.
Such a great quality for a husband.
Yeah. It's a dream, but it's also, like, a real nightmare. You know, like, even he's here, and I came out, and I was right before, because I changed outfits. I'm like, does this look okay? And he was like, well, it's too late. He's right, though.
Yeah.
It was too late.
It's also the other great observation you make is you forget, because you go, oh, I don't want my husband to be capable of lying, but he also can't lie on your behalf at all.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's really challenging, because he can't lie for me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you need your partner to be like, yeah, we do have to get home, you know? And he's like, no, we have nowhere to be, you know? Cool, Chris. Thank you.
Well, he's the best, and you're the best, and I can't believe I'm so happy you guys are going to have a baby. It's the most exciting thing in the world. Well, I love both you guys.
We love you.
Congratulations. It is so great having you here. Amy Schumer, growing a streaming on Netflix now.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.